November 1738, the island of Brač. Winter's chill is set into my bones, dying throes and moans of those clinging to life latch tight to me, enduring isolate siege upon island's tomb in the Adriatic Sea. I do not fear for lives inevitably lost, but for the steep cost I face in tending to the dead to be. Why me? Why have I chosen this life? This unyielding strife surely wasn't meant to be. And yet, it persists. A pestilent kiss pre-mortem. Can this be my fortune? Oh woe, where be the horsemen? For hell's wrought upon us another eponymous black death. I'll not hold my breath for reprieve. I simply hope to relieve the dead to be of life's last misery. Though angels weep through mournful sky, they cannot halt this dies irae. Only watch as Spock strangles and mangles God's children, longing to touch, unable to feel them. This way? Hvala. Well then, a rude awakening. So be it. Your doctor's here! Wake up! Just for a little while.
Dobar dan. Možete li mi pomoći?
Bok.
You're the doctor sent to help me.
Oh, you do speak English. That'll make this easier.
Da.
I know, the outfit is jarring. It's for both your protection and mine. I've seen many patients today. Trust me when I say, you do not want what they have. I'm told you've been ill. Tell me about how this sickness feels. What has been ailing you?
I cough often. My chest feels heavy and I'm very tired. I feel weary and tired overall and have for days.
Okay, a cough is not too concerning, most often. Weariness is, however. What more?
I am in a low feeling beyond the physical.
That doesn't seem too odd either. Have you felt fevered?
No.
No? An ache neath your eyes?
Yes, off and on through light and night.
Yes. Any blackened spots on your skin?
I do not know. I think not, but I haven't checked.
You haven't checked? I'll have to, then.
You'll have to? Is this for you to determine, Doctor? My body is not yours to survey at whim or will.
I realize this is not an ideal circumstance for a young lady to find herself in. You'll remain as pure and chaste as ever for. Your beauty, much too precious to waste. You'll lose naught bearing yourself to me, I swear. Let me help you.
This truly is in your duty.
Please, let me assure you, I only come to help. Let me perform my duty for your sake. I'll not touch whatever I may find, wherever I may find it. Only look so long as you will allow me. Pull your shift up. Let me see your inner thighs.
Yes, doctor.
No blackened spots. Good. I have to ask you to remove your shift.
Excuse me, sir.
No, I need to check your underarms and neck, as that's also where the spots erupt.
Fine.
That's excellent. Beautiful. Wonderful. That you don't have the spots, I mean. Not to say you're not beautiful. You are. Or wonderful. I am sure you are. Turn around. Let me see your other side. Again, no abnormality.
Well, have I become infected?
Well, it seems that whatever you have, it is not plague. Breathe a sigh of relief. You're the first I've seen today elude that voracious beast.
Oh.
You can redress now, if you'd like to. Even with the fire, I'm sure you're getting cold.
I shall, in time. You seem taken aback, Doctor. Are you feeling nervous?
No, yes. I'm having trouble focusing, with a beautiful woman stood bare before me. How could I not be?
Interesting.
Oh, damn. I can't fucking see.
You've no idea how difficult it is to draw breath in that miserable thing. I swear, I can taste aromatics in my sleep.
Are you certain this is safe, Doctor?
No, it's all right. I'd not have taken it off were it not safe. I meant what I said. You can put your shift back on. Do you not want to?
Not particularly, no. I do not.
Why is that?
Forgive me for being forward, sir. I simply like to tease. And you seem awfully smitten with the sight of me.
You like to tease, Oh, precious girl. You do not want to tease me. You've no clue what I'll do. How long I've spent with not a warm body to tend and be tended to. No, little girl, you've not a clue.
And if I want to know, Doctor, if I'd like to find out.
You want to find out, do you? Not so chaste after all, Let me take these protective layers off. Oh, yes. A heavy robe hides more than one may think. Yes. That's the effect you have on me.
Ifer, I have no clue what you're implying, nor what exactly you've been so keen to hide.
Of fucking course you do. Don't play dance. Drop that innocent pretense. You've refused clothes of your own will, knowing full well what you're doing to me.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Were you... Does my lap look like your seat, hmm?
Your lap is in my seat. So yes.
I'll not complain, nor push you away. The way your hips press against me, strained prick through thick fabric, lips begging to lick unencumbered.
Strange for a doctor to speak in verse.
A doctor can be poet too. One simply must wait for free time to unwind words buried within medical skins. You're kissing my neck. This is backward. I'm supposed to seduce you, girl, not the other way around. Kissing and licking and nipping. I'll surely go to hell for this.
You haven't so much as grazed my skin.
I told you I wouldn't touch. So, no, I'm not going to touch you.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Huh? We'll see how long that lasts. Is that what you just said? You can't tease me into doing what you want, little lady. You have to give me your words.
Oh, I'll give you much more than words.
You'll give me more than words. What does that even mean? You're unbuttoning my breeches.
Should I not?
No, I'm not complaining. Just giving a hand isn't often so literal.
Does that feel good?
Yes, that feels good. That's too delicate a touch. Hold me tighter. Good girl. I see that smirk. Your tism would work. You'll have to share your plea. If you truly want me, your want and must be given freely.
Oh, really? We'll see, Doctor. Now, won't we? I'll drop to my knees, so eager to please.
Yes. How you once you busy your tongue. Or pull me in once. I'll not succumb. My will won't come undone, little one. Even if you mixing our effluvia upon your uvula. Soft hands gripping and slipping up and down. You melt to the ground. Hot mouth wrapped around. And muttered, muffled sounds resound from the back of your throat. Wrapped around the strange man to whom you awoke. You stopped. Why?
Touch me.
You want me to touch you?
No, I need you to touch me.
You need me to touch you?
Yes. Please.
What is need, if not magnified want? And you thought you were in control, sweet girl. My words unfurled have left your toes curled well before so much as grazing tender flesh. Give me your breast, lest I change my mind. Wouldn't that be unkind?
Taken between your fingers, oh, you deal. Oh, a pinch that lingers. I want more.
I shan't leave you wet, needy little pet. For love given freely is lost on the greedy, and givers deserve every quiver very deeply.
It didn't work as well as you think it did.
Don't insult my meter. I'm rhyming at leisure.
Fine. Fine. Just don't stop, please. Oh, please don't stop. Keep touching me, please.
Begging to be touched now? Oh, sweet thing. I'll gladly acquiesce to your insistent request. Where to begin? I think I'll grab you by your hair, lift you into the air. Bend you over this chair and fuck, I can't think of a suitable rhyme. Oh, this will vex me. No, this just won't do. Bend over this chair, your ass in the air. There's something there, I swear. Something here, too. Without further ado, spread your legs wider.
I will if you cease your incessant rhyming, sir.
Oh, you've decided to fight a writer, girl. Those cogs never cease turning, regardless of yearning.
Fine, fine, I'm just... knelt here, burning and slick, legs open wide to melt your prick twain.
Atta girl, that wasn't half bad. I'll plunge my head into and pull myself out to slip in hard again as you yowl unrestrained. Velveteen and soaked with barely two strokes of strange lover spokes.
Is this really necessary? You've already seduced me. You've won. Just fuck me senseless already.
Fine. I'll nix the rhyme. Only because you've begged me to. Excellent.